Well, the sacks totals are too high. You know, we've had some games where it's gotten out of hand. You know, you go back to the Seattle game. So we've definitely had some anomaly type of negative performances there. But it's something you go through every week. I mean, you start with your matchups, personnel, and what you ask each guy to do in his pass protection responsibility. And it's important for every man involved in the pass protection aspect of it to do their job. And people that may need help doing their job, we have to help there. So that's part of game planning, and also the time clock of the quarterback and the receivers, and all that plays into it. So as far as the actual scheme, execution of the scheme, you know, play selection, play call, you know, when you do push the envelope, those are all the things you look at. And obviously Sunday night's performance, we were definitely not on the right side of that. So that's the way we approach it, and we got a good defense coming in here Sunday in the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm sure we'll be tested.
Mike, have you guys made a decision on what you're going to do with Sherrod tomorrow?
We'll not set tomorrow. I mean, I had a chance to talk to Ted briefly throughout the day with the game plan decisions, but we haven't come up with the final decision there. The announcement for it.
How has he looked in his? You had 2 weeks with him. I realize it's 10 and a half months off or whatever it was.
I would say Derek. You know, he's at the point where he's coming off of a major injury where you see progression throughout the week. You know, I think the padded practice is what he needs is probably his where he looks the best, because it's I think it has a chance to loosen up, and he just needs more time. So I thought he progressed each week, and even within the week he got better. So
just one player, but how much do you think the defense misses Clay Matthews right now?
Well, Clay Matthews is an outstanding football player. I mean, he's clearly one of the best defensive players in the whole National Football League. So I mean, he makes an impact every time he plays a game, whether just the way the offense approaches him, his playmaking ability. But we've been playing a few weeks without Clay. It'll be great when we do get him back. But team defense, team offense, team special teams, it takes all 11 guys being coordinated. So I felt that we were making good progress as a defense. We did not play our best game Sunday. It'd be great when Clay does come back.
Mike, some of your players alluded to the fact that maybe there wasn't the energy that was needed on Sunday, or maybe the heart or whatever. Did you notice anything in your team on Sunday that indicated that?
Well, I don't know about heart. I mean, if anybody's ever stood on a sideline in a national football game, I definitely wouldn't say it was lack of heart. I think it's part of their regard to being accountable for their performance. It's something that we talked about after the game. I mean, this is about you're doing your responsibility and being accountable for it, and make sure we take this opportunity of a negative performance and apply it to the next one. So I think some of those words of emotion were probably had a little drama to it. I would not say they were lack of heart. I do say that they were playing probably a step faster, and they were finishing better than we were during the game, and I felt that way after watching the videos. So those are the things that we can do a better job of. The New York Giants clearly outplayed us, outperformed us, whether it's coaching all the way through. So it was not our best night. They got after us, and more importantly, what we do with this experience is most important to me.
So how do you handle it? I mean, do you maybe step up the intensity in practice, or do you just chalk it up to one of those days and you just totally stay the course? I mean, it's a rare thing for you guys to not be in the game in the fourth quarter.
Well, we're not going to change the way we go about our business, but urgency awareness is obviously heightened once you get into December. That's a natural path through any NFL season. How we handle this loss, in the words for the team, I'll express that in the morning to them. So, but it won't be the two suggestions you gave.
Mike, what are your impressions of what Adrian Peterson has been able to do a few months removed from that surgery?
It's unbelievable. I don't know if I've, you know, in my time in the league, to see a player come off of, you know, a major injury, particularly at the running back position, and play at that level, just in the time frame he's done it. I think it's unique. I think it speaks volumes to him as an individual, his gift, his determination, and especially the way he runs the football. You know, he attacks your defense when he runs it, and it's important for us to, you know, to attack him. So he's a dynamic football player.
Mike, can you explain why teams with good front fours have been able to have success with the cover two against you? I mean, you got smart guys on the coaching staff, you got a good quarterback, you got some weapons. I think from the outside looking in, it's kind of hard to understand why it's been able to be successful.
Well, I think that's kind of a bland question. And it doesn't just really blanket that way. So,
well, can you explain it then? Because if I'm wrong, I'm fine with being wrong. I just want to. Just seems like there's been some teams that have played cover two and had success.
There's teams that played three deep and have success those too. So, you know, I don't think this game's all about scheme. Frankly, I think scheme's talked about too much from inside of our operation, and we may, you know, sometimes rely on scheme. So, but. You know, it's like anything. If you draw cover two, obviously the stress points. If you just call blanket cover two, there are stress points. But also within those stress points, there's matchups. So you know, that all plays into it. It's a combination of personnel, scheme, you know, execution. So it's just never one scheme takes away one guy's offense. And if it does, then you know that offense is probably not going to be around very long.
What's your plan with Greg Jennings?
I'm looking for Greg to be a full participant. You know, that's something that, you know, we'll obviously determine after we have our medical meetings. But just, you know, talking with Greg Saturday and Sunday, you know, I think he's in a good place and he's ready to. He needs a full week of work, and you know, that's our plan.
What convinced you to try that 55-yard field goal early on Sunday night?
Well, field goals, you know, we have a process, you know, game plan process that we go through as far as kicking field goals. You know, you go out, and, you know, every stadium's different, the environment's different, wind, so forth, how the workout goes for the kicker, you know, so there's a conversation there. You know, and then, you know, it's like it's no different than calling defenses or calling offensive plays. There's a decision you're going to make as far as whether you're going to be aggressive for points or play, stay within the, you know, so-called doorstep, as I look at it, that's been determined, you know, based on the pregame information. So I was going to be aggressive, trying, you know, to generate point production early in the game. So that's why I went for it there.
How different do you think your offense is when you have Greg? What does he do for you guys that changes the dynamic?
Well, Greg's a dynamic player. I mean, I think it's really right in your question. I mean, he's been to the Pro Bowl. He has an excellent working relationship with Aaron Rodgers. They're on the same page. You know, Greg's one of those receivers that's extremely athletic. You know, his body language is very easy to read and adjust to. And Aaron has great confidence in the throw with anticipation. So they have a lot of history together, a lot of production. And, you know, it'll be great to have him back.
It's been like a full calendar year since he's been at full strength, you know, with his injury late last year. Can you jump right in and be a big-time factor for you?
I hope so. But, you know, we also got to have the conversation of, you know, how many plays he's going to play. You know, and that's really what the week's work is for. You know, and we'll see how it goes Wednesday. And because, you know, when guys come off injuries that hold them out of multiple weeks of, you know, multiple games, it's important that we not only have Greg for Minnesota, but all the way through. So that's something that we'll watch through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and communicate.
Benson going to start practicing this week?
I don't think so, no.